just so you know. But we want to keep doing that. But we're not going to stand here and declare and decree just for the sake of doing it. We want to speak truth. We want to speak promise. We want to speak the desires of God. But what is it that God wants? He wants us to understand there's health, there's salvation, there's peace, there's joy. Your soul may prosper in love, a deeper relationship with Him, rest, fruitfulness, blessing beyond your imagination. That's God's desire for us. And now this morning, I want to share with you a New Year's Eve, which was a wonderful time. That's only a week ago. We're already a week into the new year. I always seek the Lord for a word for the year, a word for myself. And the word that He gave me this year was, okay, here's, it's kind of a double full thing. Can you say extravagant? And extraordinary. Okay, what's the first one? Extraordinary. Second one? Blessing. So when I said, well, Lord, what is the word for the church this year? He says it's the same. So what's the word for our church this year? Okay. God has said to us, there's extravagant and extraordinary blessing for us this year. What are you going to add to it? Yes. And walk in it. Yes and amen. So let's try it again. What do we have coming for us this year?
Extravagant, extraordinary blessing.
Extravagant, extraordinary blessing. Now I'm going to say it comes with a bit of a qualifier, and that is just this. He says, for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. So I'm going to do something right now. I'm going to pray over you. Is that okay? And I just ask by faith, receive what God has said. Lord, I pray right now, give everybody who is hearing this message eyes to see and ears to hear so that they may receive every extraordinary and extravagant blessing you have for them. I thank you, God, you are a God who lavishes us with all kinds of goodness. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above, the Father of lights, and we give you praise and glory. And every ear, give them spiritual ears and spiritual eyes to see manifested in their minds before one comes to be, so that they can turn and give glory to you, Father. In your precious name, and by the blood of our Savior, Jesus. Amen. Amen. What are you expecting this year? Amen. Extravagant, extraordinary blessings. So when we stand and declare Sunday mornings, when you get that email, read it through. Don't, you know what? I admit sometimes we just get overwhelmed by all the stuff that comes in. Take a moment. Well, Rebecca's put a lot of effort into putting together the bulletin, first of all. But take a moment to read through that blessing, because they're prayed through, thought through, and they're God's word to us. And He wants to share with you extravagant, extraordinary blessings that go beyond our imagination. When we think of the word and the promises of God, we want to understand that we have... There's a portion of that. Like I said, we can stand and speak all we want, the words of God, but if we don't mix it with faith, if we don't put faith with it. Hebrews 4:2, the second part of it says, the message they heard, speaking of the Israelites and the promises that God had made to them, were of no value to them because they did not mix, is one way to put it, or share the faith of those who obeyed. There is the needing of putting our faith to it. God, you're faithful. And you say, well, Pastor Shannon, I don't know, maybe I don't have faith or enough faith. God says He's given every man a measure of faith. Jesus talks about faith the size of what? It ain't very big. And you can move mountains. The enemy wants to say to you that I must have only half a mustard seed. That's not the case. I want to tell you, our God is a God who lavishes. He didn't give you one mustard seed. He didn't give you a teeny weeny little measure. But Jesus says that's all it takes. he lavishes on you. And so I love the way that says, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now, when we say those who obeyed, those who believed. People obey God when they believe God. When they believe what he says, they obey him. And, sorry. And one of the things that says, they did not share the same faith as those who believed. They didn't mix what the promises with their faith. But I liked how it tells us, you know, where we can be encouraged in our faith? By getting together with other believers who believe, who walk in faith. You see a faithful follower of Jesus and you're feeling a little wobbly in your faith, get alongside them. Talk to them, share with them. It says encourage each other. Build each other up in what? Most holy faith. Build each other up. Thank you. Jesus, for we live by faith and not by sight. This is the way the world lives. I'll see it, I'll believe it. This is how the Christian lives. I'll see it when I believe it. So where does it start? Believing. And then we'll see it manifest. Jesus, speaking about words of faith, he says this, he touched their eyes and he said to them, according to your faith, let it be done. And then it says, their sight was restored. I'll believe it, and then I'll see it. Okay, next one. Jesus says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and doesn't doubt in their heart, but believes what they say will happen. Hello? It will be done for them. Man, promise. Promise is right there. Anybody have some obstacles in their life, some mountains? Speak to them in the name of Jesus. Speak to them in Christ. Because it will be done for you to remove that mountain and it be cast into the sea. Amen. Here's one more from Jesus. He replied, because you have so little faith, he's talking to his disciples about trying to cast out the demon of a little boy. Truly, I tell you, if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. And nothing will be impossible for you. Is that a promise? And all the promises are? Yes and amen. Where's the mountains? Faith as small as a mustard seed. Don't listen to the enemy that says you don't have faith. It's not true. Every man has been given a measure. And even if it's a tiny little mustard seed, it's enough to move a mountain from your life. Because it's really not about you. It's about Jesus. It's not about all that I got to muster up the faith. It's just like, no, I'm going to trust in the one who had the faith to go from baby to the cross to the grave. To resurrection life and glory. And he now seats in the heavenly places, the right hand of the Father, with all principalities and powers under his feet. Already said that. To the glory of God. And he says, ask of me only the things I want. Anything. In my name. And I'll tell you what. When we start really thinking about what the kingdom of God is like, thy kingdom come, I want what's in heaven here. Right? Anybody else want what's in heaven here? Do you think there's sickness? Do you think there's sadness? Do you think there's unrest or chaos? No. I can't even think of all the other things. Like, it's beyond my imagination, but I know it's good. It's sweeter than anything that we have here on earth. And it's ours to call down. It's ours to claim. It's ours to declare the amen to his yes. It's ours. And as we speak these things, our faith starts to grow. We may start out with a mustard seed. How many of you would like the gift of faith? Do you think the Father wants you to have the gift of faith? He says, just ask, and it's yours. What's the answer?
Yes.
And what are you going to say to it?
Amen.
So be it. I'll take that. That's right, God. I'm believing your word. You see, it's so amazing, the powerful word of God and how it can influence our life. In Jesus, you see, we have an eternal, unbreakable covenant because of Jesus. It's not because of you. You can't do anything to change what he's already done. Doesn't matter how badly you screwed up or will screw up or have screwed. Doesn't matter. In Jesus, the covenant is secure. It's not because of you. And as all of us take hold of that and take hold of the promises with us that are yes to us, as all of us start saying, that's right, amen, so be it, we start confessing again the word of God. We bring glory to him and it builds strength in our inner beings. We grow our faith. We start establishing our faith. Not because we see it out here first. Not because I believe it, I'll believe it when I see it, but I will see it when I believe it. No, it's because you have chosen. How many of you want to choose this morning again to believe God is faithful to his word? Hey, let's make it out there. I'm going to believe he is faithful to his word. He is faithful to his promises. And you know what that prepares us is? It's an incredible thing. It prepares us to do good works for God. How many of us said we want to be fruitful for God? Mm-hmm. Fruitful in life. That fruitfulness, what does that look like? Oh, man. All kinds of things. How many of you want family saved? Neighbors saved? Friends saved? Fruitfulness. Fruitfulness, God. You said, ask of me. God's word says, ask of me, and I'll give you the nations. You may be only thinking family and neighbor. He says, I'll give you nations. You can pray for nations. How many of you want to pray for the nation of Israel to be saved? Here's a tricky one. How many of you want to pray for all those who declare the name of Islam to be saved? Ask of me, I'll give you a nation. All the nations like that. Ask of me that they would know that the passion that they have to serve Islam will come back to serve the one true God, Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior. Ask of me and I'll give you that. That's a promise into which he says, if you ask, he'll say, what will he say to his promise?
Yes.
And then you just go, woohoo, amen, that's right. That's right. God is amazing, and his word is powerful. His promises are for you, and he is preparing us in all of this to do good works. And man, like I said, not today. The word of God is powerful in our lives, and this is how. Let's take a look at it. It's eternal in the heavens. When you speak the word of God, it affects the heavens. Oops, come on, baby. There we go. It will not return to God void. It frames the will of God. It dispatches his angels. It brings light into the darkness. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It secures the blessings. It is seed. Wendell talked about that this morning. It is our weapon of warfare. Man, we've got enemies coming against us, but the Lord, Jesus says, hey, don't worry about him. I've got victory over him, but you can take him down. Oops, excuse me, with the word of God. It pulls down our mindsets that are strongholds and things that are not speaking the world. It can pull them down. It creates. It sanctifies. It strengthens the spirit man in us and ensures answer to prayer. The word of God is powerful and it's amazing. And as we stand on the promises of God, what we don't receive. Amen. Romans 4:17 speaks of how God called nothing what was not there as if it was. He was talking about Abraham. Think about Abraham and Sarah. They're old. They wanted a kid. They think that's past us. And God says, you're going to have a son. Abraham's 90. Sarah's 80. Anybody here in that range? Don't put up your hand. But God, when you look at the situation and the circumstance, here's old Abraham wanting a son. Here's old Sarah wanting a child, thinking, man, our bodies are past this. It ain't going to happen. But God does something. He calls what is not as though it is. Did he doubt? He didn't doubt his own word. I know what's going to happen. Abraham and Sarah could look around at their situation. They could see with their eyes. We're old. Ain't going to happen. God said, you're looking in the wrong place. You're looking in the wrong place. You're not looking to me. And he says, it will be this way. And we know, of course, that it does happen. We can see the same story with Elizabeth and Zachariah at the birth of John. Same situation. You're looking in the wrong place, guys. Look to me. Did God not say this? He's faithful to his word. Nothing is impossible. Oops, sorry, I'm ahead of myself here. Nothing is impossible for you. So therefore, nothing is impossible for me and for you. Our faith doesn't rest on our doing, but what Jesus has done, his finished work. All things are now in him and under him and for him. He is the one. Who's going to move him off his throne? Who's going to change the covenant fulfilled in him? Can you? Can you do something crappy and screwy and sinful and all that and change it? No, you can't. But what he's done for us is permanent and is established. And so as we turn to him, as we trust him, as we see him as our king, yes, he was a baby, but now he's the king sitting on the throne. And he says, I'm sending you and I'm empowering you. And this is what he says, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask of me for in my name, in Christ, and I will do it. To which we add, and it, well, he added the yes. Yeah, I'll do it. And what are we adding? Amen. I hear your word, Lord. I agree with your word. I'm standing with you. This is what you said. This is your promise. Your yes to me. And I'm going to say, so be it. This is right. That's what I'm going to stand on. We started this morning with 2 Corinthians. So no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, through Jesus, that established, eternal, finished work of Jesus, we can speak that's right, the amen, the so be it. Because we do it so and glorify the Father. Again, how many of you want to glorify God? Amen, amen. We're adding that. The yes and amen to the glory of God. You know, this morning, I've shared with you the good news of Jesus. Amen? his finished work and what it brings to us. Again, I don't know who here this morning, who knows, who's ever taken that moment to stop and say, Jesus, I want what you've given me. And I don't want to miss an opportunity this morning. So if you're here, and we're going to all bow our heads together, and if you're here this morning and that has not been your experience yet with Jesus, bow your head and just give him the glory. Give him your life. Give him all the pain and all the past, and let him bring to you his glory and his goodness. So, Father, again, we come before you and we give you thanks for Jesus. Father, once again, we surrender our lives and our hearts to you. And we say, thank you, Jesus, for taking all the pain, all the sin, all the brokenness to the cross for us, that you died on that cross to save us from it, and that you took that sin and took it to the grave. It's in hell, and it's away from us forever. And as you resurrected to new life, you promise that new life for each of us right here, right now. So every heart that takes this moment and says yes to Jesus, just take that moment. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard. And Father, as they invite you to come into your heart, their heart, invite Jesus into your life. I thank you that you are faithful to your word that says, I will come. Anybody who knocks, the door will be, and opens the door, I will come in and live with them and them with me. We'll sup together. We'll have supper together. We'll eat together of the good news and the goodness. Thank you, Father, for every heart that has received that. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you come alongside and within them to seal the deal, that it is theirs now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Amen to that. And Lord, as we also, I just want to ask if there's anybody here this morning who wants to just stand up and have us pray for them, for our family, for sickness, for whatever. You don't have to come forward and say anything. The Lord already knows. Just stand up, and we're going to join together and pray for them. So go ahead and stand up if you have family you want prayed for, friends, yourselves, whatever it be. Just go ahead and stand up, and we're going to join together. We're going to join together to add our amen to God's yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to speak to those of you who, well, anybody, but those of you who I know move in the prophetic. I just pray, Father, a release right now for words and visions to be shared amongst the body. Give them clarity of eyes and minds and discernment to go and speak to those who need that. And Father, as we stand before you, the Almighty, as we stand before you, Jesus, who's established all things in heaven and all the good things of heaven that you've said we can ask, Lord, we ask for healing. We ask for comfort. Lord, we ask for our families to be restored. We ask for our families to come in salvation. The word of God said, as for me and my household, that under every family name here, we will serve the Lord. We declare that and decree that. Father, for every heart that has come to know you, we declare and decree that they are now children of the Most High God, and that all sin has been removed, that forgiveness is theirs, mercy is theirs, and the grace of God will manifest in their lives. Father, we pray for the healing, the physical healing in the bodies of those that are sick and wounded. But you said, I've come to heal them. So Jesus, we thank you for that healing in each and every body. We thank you for those who are tormented in the mind. We pray for healing there and for release. Father, who's ever tormented by the demonic and the evil trying to come upon them, we cast them out now in the name of Jesus. You shall be free. And I thank you for the presence of Holy Spirit. And Father, that you command your angels concerning them. And Father, as we continue to go, we pray for prosperity and fruitfulness in the lives of each and every individual here this morning. Jesus, you are faithful to your word. And we are going to stand and hear your yes to every request to which we'll all say together right now, amen. Amen. So be it. Amen.